John McCoy is on.
Hello?
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 Hello? Yeah, hello? Hello?
Hello, Jack?
Yes, hello, Harry. Henry, how are you?
Okay, Jack, you and I have been trying to reach each other and managed to miss each other for a week.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Yeah.
But I
know you've been terribly involved.
But I'm calling you today about the following. The president and I have been talking about developments in Europe.
Yes.
And I also told him about our meeting, my meeting with you with the advisory committee.
Yes.
And we feel that it is that we badly need to put our relations to Europe on a new and firm basis.
Yes.
And also, frankly, to get somebody to get a hold of this MBFR business before it's used as a wedge to drive our allies totally into a total lack of confidence in us.
Yeah, the other side, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, as you know, the NATO ambassadorship is vacant at this moment.
Yes.
And the president asked me to explore with you whether, knowing it would be an enormous sacrifice, you would agree to serve there for a year. We need a towering figure there now. And he will ask you himself, but for obvious reasons, he'd like me to find out first whether this is totally out of the ballpark.
Yeah. God, it precedes your proposal. It's hell of a problem to me.
You know, there's really... there are a lot of... we have a lot of names, and it's a job that people are dying to get.
Yeah.
But there's only one person who represents this great tradition of U.S.-European relationships, who has the stature in Europe, who can be both firm and compassionate, and who would have a voice in our councils
mm-hmm.
that everyone would listen to.
Mm-hmm.
We'd really like you to watch our relationships with Europe from over there, and I must tell you, I am speaking as an individual now.
Yes.
Really profoundly concerned about the way things are going.
Yeah, they're going badly. Yeah. I have a very strong feeling they're going badly. God, but it's, I won't burden you with all the problems that this would present to me.
Of course, we'd be delighted if you stayed longer. When we say a year, we are just assuming that this is all you'd be willing to do.
Yeah, of course, but the year is at this... well, look, I couldn't possibly say. I'd have to think this over because I won't bother you with, as I say, with the complications that this would create for me. I've got heavy negotiations going on now. Well, over this old Middle East business, and I'm up to... See, I represent all the oil companies. In the first place, I have to make a living. And I haven't got any... reserve money. I just... What I make out of the practice of the law.
Yeah.
And I don't... You'll have to talk to your partners about it.
Well, you won't get rich in the job, but...
I know that. But it means a terrific revolution...
Jack, we know it'd be a sacrifice, an enormous sacrifice.
No. Look, I'd have to sleep on it, Henry.
No, of course you have to sleep on it.
Think about it.
And I must tell you honestly, we were thinking for a while along much more conventional lines, but as the president studied the problem, he feels, and also you've got yourself partly into this mess because I reported to him about what you said at this General Advisory Committee.
Yeah. I didn't have this in mind.
I know you didn't have it in mind.
Yeah.
But he felt that this was the most perceptive view of it among that he had heard.
Yeah.
And so he thought that he should, he wanted to send one of our towering figures over there.
Well, that's very, it's very flattering, and I realize...
And I must tell you that word towering figure is his.
Well, that's very interesting. That's very flattering, but I...
One of the points he asked me to tell you, I mean, is that we would want to have an understanding with you that you could watch the economic side, too.
Uh-huh. I'm very much interested in that, of course.
Because, as you know, you know we are developing this between you and me, increasing concern for that.
Developing a what?
Increasing concern about the impact this is having.
The way it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. And the longer it keeps in this uncertain stage, the more danger there is of...
So we think that this would be a crucial year, and if you committed yourself for only a year, that would be, of course, completely understood.
Mm-hmm.
maybe that would ease your economic problems a little.
Don't answer now, Jack. Let me think about it. I'll be seeing you tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Let me just say, as an old acquaintance and longtime admirer, I really think the country needs you right now.
Well, that's that again gives me great pause, yeah. Okay, Henry, let me recover. I'm going to pick myself up the floor and think about it.
Good,
and I'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Incidentally, we haven't told anyone else
about this yet. I won't say anything except to my...
We haven't told the bureaucracy or anyone.
Yeah, good, but I wish you wouldn't because...
No, we wish you wouldn't.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Fine.
Bye.